Welcome to the podcast Pax Europiana. Now about again the sixth part of the seven big sisters the international system is built on, and that's the WTO. You might remember I've talked already about NATO, about the EU, about the OECD, about the OSCE, and about the Council of Europe. Yeah. Now comes the WTO, and then it's the UN itself. This is basically the most important seven big sisters, I call them, to memorize them easier. And the WTO is a very special and very precious and very important one of the institutions, which was trying to build up already in the post-war consensus in Bretton Woods, because everybody knew the big crisis of the 1920s, the world economic crisis. It was very much made even harder by the protectionist policies and which were implemented. And then as a response to it, the infamous Smooth Haley Acts of the Americans, and everybody was retreating into protectionist isolationism, and this was very much leading to the terrible 30s and the Second World War. And the decision makers in Bretton Woods, they knew that. Yeah, they wanted already to establish the WTO. It was called ITO at that moment in 47, 48, but it failed. Yeah. Why it failed? Because the idea to protect your market is very deep entrenched in policymakers. We against the rest, we defend you. That's the very important level of some said political legitimacy. And they always, you see it today so often, this kind of defend politics as a defense mechanism against the others. Yeah. And this was already very strong there. And so only the GATT, the General Agreement on Trade and Tariff, was possible. And then it was created. And then it has served relatively well during the Cold War. And after the Cold War was won, it was possible in 1995 to really go the big, the stream of all policy makers to have a more prosperous world and to establish the WTO and to enlarge it. And this was in 95, now 25, 26 years ago. And it was really amazing what kind of prosperity, unprecedented prosperity was possible with the victory in the Cold War 1990, the end of the Soviet Union 91, and then the establishment of the WTO. We are talking about a world which in 99 was about $23 trillion and is now four times that level. Yeah, I mean, this is really, 86 is not exactly four times, it's 3 and 7, but it's really amazing kind of progress, yeah, unprecedented in human history. And this is the WTO world, and this is really amazing. We should care for this organization, we should protect it, we should include more countries. We should also reform it, some of the mechanisms definitely need reform, but we should also, first of all, again, as you know from my previous podcast, enlarge it. Which countries are missing? Look, several of them. Most important for the European perspective is the three Balkan countries which are missing: Bosnia, Serbia, and the Republic of Kosovo. These three have to go into a triple accession to join the WTO together, so that they cannot mutually block each other and somehow export their Balkan fights on the global level, but try all three to get into the WTO in the next round in 2022 and make sure that this is already a major progress, because without WTO, anyhow, nobody can join the European Union. So this is absolutely essential. Then we have also the case of Azerbaijan and Uzbekistan, two very strategically important countries which are not member, and of course they should be members. They are part of the Turkish Council. Uzbekistan should be also part of the Eastern Partnership. I will talk about it in the next phase of this podcast. But absolutely important, these five countries are the key priority from the European side, and this has to be achieved by 2022. Comes the next one, and this is, of course, Belarus. It should be also done, and it's, of course, very complicated now. I was very optimistic that this can be done faster when the things were different, but now with this, basically, Lukashenko establishing a dictatorship, it's obviously no way that this can happen at the moment, and again a call on an exile government led by the real president of Belarus and based in Brussels, and then this exile government to join the WTO in the name of Belarus, and once there will be freedom in Belarus, then to formalize this membership. But this is the way also for Belarus. And then we have also Turkmenistan. That's, of course, a very deeply troubled kind of dictatorship in many ways. And so there is a process which we should start with them. But it's an important country for us, and we should definitely include it in the Eastern Partnership and also make sure that it joins the WTO. Afghanistan is in WTO, so why should not be Turkmenistan? Eh? Then we come to the countries Algeria, Lebanon, Ethiopia, and Iraq. Especially, you know, all of them are problematic cases. Yeah, there is no doubt that there's always a reason why there's, I think, 163 countries already member of the WTO, and some are not. Yeah, but definitely Algeria, Lebanon, and Ethiopia and Iraq should join the WTO with the support of the European Union. Iraq, anyhow, is very much supported already by the EU. Ethiopia as well. It's also where the capital of the African Union is seated. They have this very unfortunate war going on at the moment. Lebanon, obviously, this crisis. And Algeria is a little bit sclerotic in its socialist traditions. But nevertheless, all of them should be supported. We have also Russia in the WTO. You know, it's possible to have complicated and even hostile countries in the WTO. What I think is not possible, because I saw the list the WTO for accession has published, and I also agree with some of the smaller African countries, you know, there's and some others on the list. But what is not possible is to have a totally broken and hostile country like Syria and also Iran going into the WTO under these conditions. No, yeah, we have already Russia, and that's enough of an issue in WTO. So definitely the situation is not open for Iran or Syria. And it's and also the question of Sudan, we really have to see insofar there is any real progress on democracy. There's now especially a new envoy of the UN established and appointed, and so this is an open issue. But again, what we, in from the European perspective, the absolute priority is Kosovo, is Bosnia, is Serbia, and also to support Uzbekistan and Azerbaijan, and also Lebanon, I think, is a very big, good partner, and everybody says we support them so much, Algeria, Iraq, Ethiopia, and also potentially Turkmenistan. These are the real priorities, and I call on the European authorities to make that happen in this mandate by 2024, all these 10 countries to be in the WTO and also benefit from the real better governance, better market opportunities, higher prosperity. Let's not forget, when we had the courage to include China in the WTO in 2001, it was a very wise decision, and it was really unprecedented, the prosperity added to the Chinese GDP, but with it to the world GDP. And the Chinese were at about 1 trillion GDP at that moment. They are now at 14. This is a 14 times increase. Obviously, that's a big change in the global economy. But contrary to some who love China bashing and fall into this Trumpian and Putin trap, you know, to have this kind of agitation against China, I'm very positive about the development of non-hostile countries. And China, despite its being a communist country, is not a hostile country. There is no Chinese tanks anywhere outside China. You know, the human rights issues they have, the political issues, we have to address them in the appropriate forums and with strictness and clarity, but not with boycotts or anything, because that's not the right tool for this. Yeah, we have to really integrate China more, and also we all, the whole world is getting richer if China develops, because prosperity is not impossible just in one country, and this is really good for the world as well. So here are the very clear message: yes to the WTO, yes to reform, but not reform first and enlargement later. Some crazy, you know, perfectionists want that. Huh? No, get these 10 countries in now, enlarge parallel to it. That can be expected from well-paid international officials. and make sure that we have this progress, which also for the Chinese was possible. Let's have it also for the people in Ethiopia, for Iraq, for Lebanon, and for Kosovo. Kosovo, Bosnia, and Serbia are ranked among the most miserable economies. Yeah? Because why? Because they are not in the WTO. Accordingly, let's get them in. Let's get Azerbaijan in Uzbekistan, and let's make sure that these countries are in a relatively good phase. I'm not totally sure it's only Trump to blame for the WTO freeze of enlargement, since now soon 5 years we have not got any new country into the WTO, and I wonder who is responsible for that. Yeah? Is it European perfectionism or American protectionism? Is it somehow like a mutual blackmail, stalemate situation? I don't know. Yeah? But I'm not, this is really a major issue, and I'm not happy on that one. And really, you cannot continue exclude good countries from these benefits of the world trading system just because you internally have issues. Yeah? And I would like to add that the whole crisis in the world, in which we are obviously now, has not only started with 2007, the Cold War, but also with 2008, when the Doha round of enlargement and of improvement of the WTO has failed in August 2008. And it was a big shock for the world. Yeah? And this was really wrong. And it was American and European agro-populist protectionism who failed the world in 2008. And we are still in a shock of this failure. And let's not forget, obviously we have to support our farmers as we have to support anybody who needs support. Yeah, we are welfare states in Europe and we have to support people. But not on the cost of the Argentinian farmers, not by the exclusion of the Indonesian farmers, and not to use the trade policy to impose by the threat of boycott all what we want on the world. Yeah, this is not acceptable. This is a kind of moral green climate and populist imperialism at the cost of our and the rest of the world poor, and we shouldn't do that. Yeah? We should be inclusive, we should be open, and this is the openness we need, and this is the openness which is the basis of our prosperity. And let's not forget, the big, big crises of the world have always had the reason, the protectionism, ultimately the protectionism leading to war, because countries have then no other opportunity than armed conflict when there is no rule-based kind of agreement possible. And this is really the core of many of the crises from 1907, the protectionist systems of the German Reich still in 1901, the agro-protectionism, the agro-protectionism of the Americans in the interwar period, and also many of the other conflicts, and we have to overcome it. Yeah? So it's the most important organization for the long-term prosperity. It's less known, the WTO, but it's definitely one of the seven most important sisters of the global system. And please do support the WTO. Join it if you're not there, and make sure that your governments are joining very fast. And if you're in any position of power, make sure that by 2024, in this major window of opportunity, with a pro-world president of the US and with European Parliament elections pending 2024, that these 10 countries are inside the WTO by this moment of 2024. That's the task, and that's very important for the recovery after Corona. And please make sure that all these 10 countries are inside, and that we reform the small bits and pieces which always need to be improved in global institutions. Thanks a lot.